Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Joanna, and coming to you from Illuminating Minds Radio. And just wanted to do a podcast today. I figure I'd do one today. And talk about the changes going on. We decided to start, you know, continuing with YouTube. I haven't been on YouTube in a long time. I've been putting a lot of attention onto TikTok for about a year. But lately, I have been, whatever I've been uploading on TikTok, I've been uploading on YouTube. So, haven't been completely gone from YouTube. But anyway, there's going to be some changes. And the Joanna Asset Protection, I called it Millionaire Goddess, because again, we're going to be moving into the millionaire mindset, which is very, very important. And those are the types of people I wish to work with. Millionaire-minded people, entrepreneur-minded people, leadership, business people, those that are, or even if you're not, but you're striving to be there one day, that's perfectly fine because it is your mindset. We've all started there at one time, you know. Life hasn't been completely easy for me at all, so it wasn't like I had a silver platter and everything being handed to me. No. I had to work my butt off to get to where I am today. And so that's going to be the focus of that channel, Millionaire Goddess, and the other YouTube channel, which is going to be the Millionaire Witch. And that one, I'm going to there's going to be content that's going to deal with magic, consciousness, you know, like shamanic tapping and then tarot reading and strategies, ways that you could use the power of your mind to really shift your focus and bringing wealth into your life. Okay, it's more of a magical channel, so that's going to be the cool part. And then the TikTok channel that I'm working on now, that is not going to be taken down because I'm really, really careful. It's the Millionaire Witch. You're going to find the link and everything on there. So if you guys want to follow me there, Millionaire Witch is what you'll follow me, what I go by on TikTok. And I talk about, you know, basically strategies, wealth, consciousness, and strategies and investments, what you can do, how you can protect your assets, and also, you know, what you can invest in to bring in wealth, and then also, you know, wealth consciousness. So it's like a mixture of everything, a little bit of a spirituality in there as well. And I realize that a lot of my followers, they really like it when I go into the spiritual aspect, because that's where it all begins. You know, even though we live in this 3D world, we are spirit. We're limitless. And we need to remember that, because we get too caught up in this world and we forget who we truly are, you see. So that's the most important thing. And that's what my podcast is about today. It's basically, you know, there's a misconception. The more spiritual you are, the more in poverty you need to be in. I totally disagree with that. I'm a born psychic. I'm a natural born clairvoyant, psychic empath, okay? And I really started getting stronger and stronger as I got older. And, you know, I always wanted to strive for good stuff in my life. I always wanted to live nice because my parents, they were upper middle class. We lived very well. And, you know, I wanted to have that lifestyle as well because I was used to it. I was used to everything was quality with my father. He was a quality tailor and created really nice quality suits for his clients, which is very similar to Giorgio Armani. And everything was quality with him. Whenever he talked about things, everything had to be quality, top notch, right? Not garbage. You know, I never lived in a barrio or any of that. I never grew up in that because he would never allow that. Always striving for better in life. And he was Mexican. I mean, my father's Mexican and Mexican-American now. So just because, like I said, I mean, and me being psychic intuitive, you know, I'm not rich, wealthy because I'm a psychic reader. No, I'm wealthy because of crypto. Later on, I got into crypto and started investing in it a couple years ago. Actually, a lot longer than that, but I kind of lost my butt, lost my crypto, back in 2017. And then from there, I really learned, I learned what to do and when to sell and all that. So my wealth came from crypto, learning about that, of course, and from a really awesome mentor who was my student in the secured creditor world. And he was there to, he was trying to defeat child support. I mean, and he was a crypto millionaire, but he went through a lot of hell just to have money in his bank, just to be able to protect money. And every time he had money in the bank, they would take it automatically, gone. And he just got sick and tired of the abuse. So he just started learning about crypto and being able to do his business through crypto and acquiring a lot of wealth through crypto too. And he became wealthy in 2020. He became a millionaire in crypto. And then from there, he taught me how to do it as well. So, but yes, I mean, I'm intuitive, I'm wealthy, and you know, and there's no such thing as being intuitive and spiritual and having to live in poverty. That's an old belief, and I believe that all comes all the way back to the Christianity, where they want you to believe that you're a sinner. And I'm not talking about just all Christians, I'm talking about the ones coming from the Roman Empire, okay, like the Roman Catholic Church. You need to believe that you're a sinner, you don't deserve anything, because he hurt Jesus Christ. And for you to even think about wealth is, you know, that's absolutely horrible. I mean, that's a, what's, there's a word for that. That's idolism, you know, that's idolism. So a lot of that came from the Christian belief that you are to be poor. And if you ever ask for money, that is hypocritical to being, you know, spiritual. That's an abomination to the Lord. You know what I mean? So I'm here to change that around, and that's the thing. And even a lot of pagan groups that I've met, you know, I mean, I remember driving to some of these really cool pagan groups, and I had a nice, beautiful BMW 325i, you know. It was a while ago when I was living in San Diego, and everyone else was driving in their normal, you know, their little Nissans and whatever, and it was fine, you know. And I kind of felt like it was weird. I was accumulating a lot of success throughout those years, and I felt a little bit out of place. It was really strange. But at the same time, it's like, you know, I love the pagan culture. I love the Wicca thing. I love magic and people coming together. And, you know, they have this, it's all about the ancient ways. And they would look at me really weird. They would look at me strange, like, oh, you got a BMW. Okay. Well, you know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to be like, you should be struggling like we are or something. I don't know. But there are wealthy witches out there too. You know, there's wealthy, what do you call it? People in the magical circles, especially like in the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn, you know, a lot of these lodges, I mean, look at a lot of your politicians. I mean, they're kind of witchy too, right? They're very wealthy. So, you know, for a long time, I just didn't know where I kind of fit in, you know, because I've always been this entrepreneur-minded person, very, very independent, never asked for a paycheck in years. I mean, it's been like since I was 28 years old. I mean, it's been so many years. So I've been extremely independent, been able to live in any country that I wish. We kind of stopped traveling much because of this whole COVID pandemic, but we want to get back into traveling. We traveled the world. We've gone to Egypt. We lived in Egypt for about a few months. We've lived in, you know, certain countries, Thailand and all that. So, but I'm psychic too, and I'm a tarot reader, so think about it, you know? So that's why I kind of wanted to create this channel based upon that you know what, just because you're a psychic, you're a tarot reader, doesn't mean that you cannot be wealthy in life. And don't think that just because if you're not wealthy, you know, and that you should not make that much money. You know, that, again, that comes from the Christian belief system, all right? You are a limitless, number one, you are a limitless being. You are a God and goddess, and you have the right to abundance and wealth in your life. And it doesn't matter what group you're part of, you know, any type of group that that teaches or puts emphasis on that you need, you know, you shouldn't be focusing on wealth and money, or you shouldn't be, you know, to me, that's ridiculous, because if anything, wealth is good. Wealth is expansion. And with the wealth, you can actually do good for humanity as well. And, you know, there's another misconception. Oh, well, money makes you feel money is the root of all evil, and if you have too much money, then it's just going to make you go crazy. It depends on the mindset. Again, you know, if you are used to living poorly in your life, and then all of a sudden you just win the lottery, you're going to spend all that money. You don't know nothing about investments. You're just going to go and spend and blow money. Okay, because it's like, holy shit, I never had this much money before. I'm going to fucking enjoy my life, right? And that's fine too. But it's better to make good money, lose it, make good money, lose it again, and just understand and learn the intricacies on how you lost the money, why you lost the money, and what you've learned and gained from losing and gaining money at the same time, and knowing that you are in control of your own reality. You are in control of your own thoughts. And what I find that makes you lose money, I'll tell you, it's very funny. The more we focus on fearful things, me, if I can't afford to do that, if I keep focusing on fearful things, oh my gosh, you know, the world's effed, you're gonna be screwed, you're effed, you're effed, because, you know, the government's gonna kill you, they're gonna come after you and eat you up and all, whatever. That right there, my money completely declines right there. It's really weird, because in the book, The Science of Getting Rich, Wallace D. Waddle says, whatever your mind becomes, whatever you focus on, your mind becomes. Think about it. Whatever you focus on, your mind becomes. If your mind is about war, your focus is on war, your mind becomes war. If your focus is on wealth, your mind becomes wealth. If you're focused on poverty, your mind becomes poverty and lack and scarcity. But the more you focus on what it is that you want, like your dreams, your goals, and, you know, it's best not to think about the money and the how, really, because that will restrict you. The more you keep focusing on, I want to live a very fruitful life, this is the life I want, and by watching mind movies really, really helps. Mind movies are wonderful because you really, what Wallace D. Waddle says and Napoleon Hill, what you focus on, your mind becomes. So the more you focus on wealth and mind movies, guess what? More abundance is gonna come into your life, okay? But I see a lot of negativity on many platforms, you know, video platforms. And you can easily get trapped into that. You can easily go down that rabbit hole. And the problem with me, you know, I got sick, poisoned, food poisoned. The family and I got food poisoned twice. So, you know, I've been laying in bed and started looking at stuff and things that were like, oh my God, look at all this negative stuff, you know, and I just started noticing a big change in everything. So be very careful on what you focus on. That is a number one key, because it is, you are the creator of your own reality. And the magicians, you know, the archons, we call them, like the negative magicians, the ones that have been controlling the realm for so many ages, they know this. They know that if they throw something to distract you, you're going to focus on it, because all you can do is focus. We are focusing beings. We have to focus on everything. You know, we see something, we get distracted, we focus, you know, like a camera lens, always focusing on something. So it's very important that you guard that. That's the number one key to bringing wealth into your life. Only focus on the things that make you feel good, that make you feel happy, that bring wealth into your life. And that's pretty much it. I mean, that's the beginning. And then number two, start reading inspiring books. Learn how to get there. Learn ways and strategies on what you can do to bring wealth into your life. And first of all, you have to be involved in something that you love. Always, something that makes you feel happy. And that is why I decided, you know, I'm going to bridge everything together. I'm going to bridge the Millionaire Witch together, because yes, bringing in wealth, having assets, protecting your assets. I love to talk about that, because it's very, very important for people that actually have something to protect, okay? And then also utilizing the power of magic to bring wealth into your life and create opportunities into your life. And we need to understand that it has everything to do with our thoughts and our mindset. It isn't too much of what, like, oh, we only have so much in the bank, and you know, I only get a paycheck every 2 weeks or every week, and I have to just limit myself to that. But I'm telling you, you are very limitless. And this is where shamanic tapping comes in. That's why I love shamanic tapping. You know, you can shamanic tap. It's like EFT tapping, but you're only tapping in good stuff in the pressure points. And it relieves you of all the negative anxiety that you've been feeling about money or whatever you've been taught about money. And it brings in all the positive stuff. And if you do it for 21 days to 30 days, every single day, you're going to start aligning with abundance. Something's going to happen. Like, you're going to hear something about a check coming in the mail or something that had nothing to do with your work at all. Some money just starts rolling in from all over all directions. And you realize that really money comes from you. You're the one who creates money in your life. Not the government, like they make you believe. They want you to believe that you are restricted to that. That only the government, and you can't, baloney, you can attract it. You can manifest it because you are the creator of your own reality. And that is a deep secret that they have been kept hidden for ages from the people, okay? You don't have to run after your birth certificate and thinking that money's gonna come out of there. Why are you limiting yourself again? Don't limit yourself to something, to just one area. Open up, expand yourself, okay? And it will happen. And the best thing, you know, this is what has worked for me. Like, let's say, for instance, I don't want to be in this place where we're at anymore because it's just too hot. I can't stand the weather here. It's beautiful. The beaches are beautiful, but it's just too freaking hot that's all we ever do is talk about the weather. The weather is just depressing. But thankfully, it's getting cooler. I'm glad. So we want to go move to a different place in a nice, cool environment. So what do I do instead of like just focusing on money and waiting for somebody to pay me or whatever? I keep watching a place that I like. You know, how beautiful the environment is. Look at the beautiful houses there and just immerse myself in that. And just keep focusing on that and just imagine that I'm already there and feel the energy of being there. And do that every night before I go to bed and say, oh my gosh, thank you so much. And it's good to tell the universe, thank you so much for resolving this issue. Thank you so much for resolving this issue of me finally relocating into the place that I want to be in. And saying it every night. And eventually, things are going to start to move in that direction. And that's exactly where what happens. Maybe it's not the money that you have to focus on, because sometimes we all have this negative belief about it. It's best to focus on the things that you just want. That's it. Like, oh, I want that house. I want that car. I want, you know, just, but don't say I want. Just say, you know, I have this. I'm manifesting into my possession right now. It's on its way, you know. And that is the power that we have. And I'm just here to, you know, that's the thing about this podcast. I want to inspire you to know that you do have this power within you. You don't need to go anywhere to anyone or anything unless you want to go to a hypnotherapist, and then they can really help you with your mindset. That's beautiful too, to help bring wealth into your life. Because that's what happened to me with a hypnotherapist. She was freaking amazing. Blew my mind. So just know that you are more than what you believe to be. And that's pretty much it. That's all I wanted to say for you tonight, or today, actually, I'm sorry, not tonight, in the morning. And I decided to move the October webinar over to the 20th. And a few students were like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Things have been really tight. And I totally get it, because September has been a really boring month. There was Mercury retrograde, and nothing really happened during that time. It was just a very, very quiet month. And I think a lot of people are just very scared. They were real scared about the government, you know, thinking that the government was going to shut down. Well, the government's not shutting down, which is good news. We just found that out. So, and people are just holding on tight because of what could be happening, what could possibly be happening. They're talking about some lockdown, and they're like, oh crap, what do we need to do? But I guess, I don't know. I haven't heard much about it. And the funny thing is it's like when you put your focus off of that and you immediately change the channel, you know what I mean? Guess what? You just jumped into a new parallel reality. Doesn't mean that it's not happening in another parallel reality, but you can create that for yourself, no problem. If you're constantly living in that fear and mindset and, oh my gosh, COVID's gonna come and kill me, and guess what? There's going to be a lockdown. Guess what? You know, all this stuff, and you're constantly putting that into your life and feeding that into your energy. Then guess what? You're gonna see more of that because you just entered that parallel reality. But we have the power to choose. We have the power to change the channel. The moment we hear something that we don't like, okay, well, you know, bless them. I bless them. Poor things. You know, let it go and change the channel and to the direction that you want. That is the key. This is the hidden information, the most priceless information you'll ever have in your life. But the problem is we tend to forget a lot. We forget about our power of focus. And we give our focus away, meaning we give our energy away to the things that don't serve us. And we actually see that in our bank accounts too. That is confirmation in our bank accounts because our mind is in a place that is not conducive for our expansion. So anyway, so much love and light, everybody. And again, if you want to sign up for the Silver Bullet Trust Secured Creditor webinar for October 20th, the deadline is on the 15th. Go check it out. Go on the website, click on the banner, it takes you there. And I also am offering readings as well. If you want a reading, intuitive reading, go to akashichypnotist.com, akashichypnotist.com, and you'll find all the information there as well. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.